As the airlock closed, we could remove our helmets. Thorhan did it for me. Interestingly, I have claustrophobia, but wearing this helmet was just fine. It was very light and the air was flowing great and fresh inside, adapted to my physiology. At my great surprise, not the first and not the last in this peculiar adventure, the ship did not TMT take off but shifted dimensional plane. Suddenly, the station was not TMT there around us anymore. Neptune with its rings was still here, but no station. Interesting. Our craft slid smoothly towards the surface of Neptune. Time was also felt differently, more expanded. What a magnificent blue color. So soothing, as the craft descended through endless layers of clouds, the light dimmed very quickly. In a strange foggy twilight, the surface of a calm ocean appeared to our sight. The ship hovered for a while over it, until an odd metallic structure became visible, emerging from the water. It looked like the top of an Eiffel Tower, topped by a round plane shape made with a clearer metal. The shape seemed familiar, but on the moment, I couldn't TMT remember why. About 3 weeks later, I remembered about the striking similarity between the signal tower on Neptune sending pulses to locate the Caldacy underwater base, and the Tesla towers. Nikola Tesla was said to come from Venus, and Caldacy also live on Venus. Did Nikola Tesla bring to Earth the technology that is in use on Venus? The dark waters were illuminated by the lights of the ship, progressing through abyssal depths. These oceans are teeming with life, said Thorhan pensively. My heart bounced in my chest at the sound of these words. The excitement, the thrill, was nearly bringing tears to my eyes. I would have loved to see these creatures under the surface of this mysterious ocean, as our ship hovered over it. Our craft dived under the water as we approached the metallic location tower, and then, it was total darkness. The lights of a floating city, composed with spheres of different sizes, soon appeared. Caldacy underwater base on Neptune. Once again, the vision of a Caldacy being flickered into my mind. The ship entered one of the spheres and a large airlock closed behind us. We flew through three series of other airlocks until we weren't TMT anymore in the water but in a normal breathable atmosphere. Unlike when visiting the mining station, we didn't TMT require to wear environmental suits and helmets. I only put on one of these blue smart suits with a frequency belt. As soon as we stepped onto the ramp of the ship, my belt generated instantly a density force field and I felt the suit tightening my body to regulate the blood pressure. It felt to me like when I was on Alnilam, in the sixth density of physicality. The shapes of the architectural structures around me seemed blurry, so I am not able to give an accurate description. But when the Caldacy people approached, I could detail them quite clearly. It seemed they were a collective of different races, all living in the same dimensional plane. I had never been to a parallel dimension before, and this was a whole new experience for me. The Caldacy, most of these beings were about around 5 to 5.5 ft tall, and the most prominent race was looking like the Trappist-1, Aquarius, Tengri, with big round eyes. There was something about their features that looked amphibiana. They had two sets of long tentacles coming from either side of their head, waving as they moved. They had clothes on, of different fashions. Their skin was light green. They had four thick fingers at each hand, although they were not of a gray genome but a species of their own. Among them I could also distinguish humanoid races with other features but more or less all of the same average size, around 5 ft tall. They felt very friendly. Two of them approached me and took me by the hands, inviting me to come with them somewhere. I threw a look at Thorhan to check if he encouraged me to follow them. I took his compassionate smile as a positive answer. Thorhan and Saladin came along anyway, keeping close to me. The Caldacy showed me their facility and I need to say, I recall very strange memories of translucent iridescent walls, walking on water and moving through curtains of shiny bubbles. These people were very joyful and light-hearted, exactly what it feels when in contact with higher density of consciousness. Time dilated tremendously and it seemed to me that we spent a whole day with them. In fact, when we got back to the mining station to reintegrate our scout ship, Thorhan told me that only 1 hour had passed. I was very impressed. I was brought back to Earth and straight after opened my computer to write this extraordinary story. Meetings on Lunu August 07th 2022. Here is below my communication with Thorhan. I just learned from Michael, via his contact JP, that there has been meetings recently on Lunu involving Earth military from different nations. The Earth Alliance. Yes, that's it. Not only. They were meeting with Terra Space Command and some civilian industrials. What for, can you tell? You know we are not always allowed to disclose the activities of the Terran military, because they have their own codes and protocols. You may receive soon a statement from Ardeana. Were you there? I was, but not in the meeting hall, so I do not know the details. I met with Terran soldiers and two ranked officers, informally, outside. The officers were nervous, as they always are with us. Some of them, like these ones, who are new and not part of the ancient collaboration programs, are not yet comfortable in our presence. Do you know what was discussed in this meeting? Yes. Disclosure. But not just about performances of ships in Terra TMS atmosphere, this was more serious. There is going to be a contact. When, I don't yet TMT know, but it should come soon enough. They are also moving forward with the colonies and the industrialization of this star system. The old collaboration programs will be revealed soon as well. Even if you know more. Right? That is all I can say for the moment. Demystifying false flags, solar flash versus solar shift, new Earth versus new era. The psychological operation agenda of false flag alien invasion slash salvation justified by a made-up global catastrophic event was planned for a very long time, as I learned throughout the communications I received from Thorhan and Una. This false flag narrative was patiently, surgically, dripped into our collective unconscious with time, under the cover of true information. I have mentioned this so many times already, through several of my publications. But it would seem that we are approaching the finish line. Firstly, to get this out of the way, regarding to what my contacts in the Galactic Federation of Worlds are affirming, I can assure you with confidence that the so-called AO Jerusalem sheep are promoted within the AONU Agia spiritual community, is an invention. This is like the Ashtar Psyop. It does not only draw your focus away from the reality and from the information coming from genuine sources, but more worryingly, it entices people to project their consciousness towards a deceiving holographic trap. This artificial intelligence construct is a soul trap elaborated by grey aliens, in a way that once you successfully bilocate to this fake ship, you are hooked. Behind the holographic construct, its real shape is a cube. Even though the greys have been physically expelled from this star system by the Alliance, this holographic soul trap still runs on its own as long as there are people to maintain it with their own consciousness. It is a similar technology as the black goo, you feed it. When you stop feeding it, it falls apart. The only way to unplug is to acknowledge that you have been misled and abused, forgive yourself with love, and cut the energetic rope to it. No resentment, no anger, but in peace. Also, you need to consider the fact that extraterrestrial beings do not name their ships with Earth-made names. The promotion of the alleged AO Jerusalem Sheepa has been recently enforced by emissaries of the Deep State to nourish the narrative of a false flag AO evacuation event after a false flag global catastrophic event. They are instilling fear into your minds and brainwashing you about an evacuation on board this Jerusalem false trap ship. They even advance the lie that the Arks from the Intergalactic Confederation will come and rescue everyone, taking this opportunity to mislead the public about the real whereabouts of the Cedars and the Intergalactic Confederation. The counterintelligence against Inki, who arrived recently with the Cedars and brought back a great gift to mankind, is also orchestrated by the same dark organizations. discrediting what they cannot suppress. They are very good at that. Regarding the false Earth evacuation, think about that. Once you leave Earth from your own free will because you are completely terrified, this is where the culling is. Do you really know who is behind this and where these ships will take you? No, you don't yet, EMT. The theory of planet Earth splitting in two is another fear porn psyop. It makes no sense. We are evolving as one planet into a higher density, and it concerns every living creature on it. Altogether. There is no AO3D Earth left behind. It is the same vessel and it is not splitting. This, again, is a well-wrapped lure. But let us get back into the timeline of communications I had with my contacts. Here are a reminder of conversations I had with Thorhan and Duna, which are related in this book, and additional last-minute intel I received just before the publishing. December 14, 2021. This conversation occurred as Thorhan was back from Jupiter. An aspect of my presence on Jupiter, Thorhan said, was to discuss this phenomenon which very recently occurred in the vicinity of your star system, a collapse of the third density continuum. This occurs in pockets in the fabric of space and your star system is entering one of these on its trajectory through this arm of the galaxy. More third density collapsing will occur, as a bridge to the fifth density. The enemy and the Dark Ones know about it. They knew it was happening and it is one of the reasons why they knew for a long time that they had lost this star system. I am going to talk about this natural phenomenon occurring in the vicinity of your star system. This is not an isolated phenomenon, as your star system moves throughout the grid of this galaxy, composed of fluctuating waves of frequencies, you encounter pockets of higher vibrational density of matter. What does it mean? The physical laws binding the atoms together oscillate at a faster rate. It is not about time, do you understand? The time rate does not EMT change, only the perception you have of it does, because your rate changes. It is not about time but only about the physicality of the fabric of space that shifts. As the universal laws of physics function, it happens that this phenomenon occurs progressively, unless the pocket of higher density is as big or bigger than the said star system. The limit of a density zone is not sharp but fuzzy. You enter into it progressively, by encountering air bubbles until you completely merge into the new area. What happens when Earth will cross through one of these higher density zones, or bubbles? I asked. Nothing near a dramatic event, Thorhan replied, such as many Terrans imagine with fear could happen. It manifests as a change in consciousness as the perceptions, mental and physical, shift into a higher range. Physical symptoms can occur. Those who have prepared their mind openly follow the wave, but for those who are not ready and resist it, it translates for them by physical and mental suffering. The vision changes, the perceptions change, especially the perception of linear time. That is perceived as faster. But you know, this process, entering through this new area in Natru, is inevitable. So Terrans need to truly let go of any resistance, such as the greatest, that is fear. February 8th, 2022. 40 Starlink satellites, launched by Elon Musk at EMS SpaceX company, were shot down from the ground. These satellites were part of the project of a new quantum internet system. Here are below the explanations from Thorhan, revealing that the satellites were shot down by a deep state faction still active in Europe. Now, asked Thorhan, what about these 40 satellites knocked out by a solar emission? I am allowed to tell you, he replied, that the attack was shot from the ground, not from space. Some of the secret organizations on this planet have a military program and hybrid weapons. What are hybrid weapons? Back-engineered technology from the enemy, including non-Terran parts. This wasn't a TMT shot from the USA but from the European continent. There is a powerful dark cult that owns this type of equipment. So all bad ETs have gone from Earth, but still, there are some negative human organizations up and running? Yes, we are doing our best to assist you in taking them down. I highly recommend to read the excellent article from Dr. Michael Sala at this link below, where he analyzes the facts in great details, with substantiating documentation. https://exopolitics.org/were Starlink satellites shot down by the deep state/. July 5, 2022. As related previously, when I was taken by Thorhana TMS to beyond plasma belt, I could experience the discrepancy of density between inside and outside the plasma shield of this star system. Thorhana explained that this star system is now immersed in the fifth density frequency zone. This star system is already in the fifth density zone, but because of what happens on Terra at the moment, we prefer making the transition smoother, otherwise it would be too chaotic down there. We regulate the rising in frequency ourselves. August 8, 2022. When, as also related previously, I received on a TMS transmission regarding the potential threat of a solar flash, she replied, your star is undergoing a transformation, but not as you conceive. It is adjusting to the area of Nataru your star system has recently entered. This is a galactic zone with a higher frequency. Because the frequency of your star system was lowered down by the previous invaders, and then unlocked by the excellent work of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, it needs adjustment to avoid the frequency shock. Your star, however, responds to the resonance of this higher frequency and it has started shifting. This solar shifting has no devastating effect, but it will be felt in many different ways. The shift of a star system always originates first from the star. This is a natural law. Many times in the past, evacuation occurred. It was always due to wars. An evacuation plan was always in reserve, in case if necessary. But I can assure you that no extinction event will happen. We create stars, worlds, we seed life, we fractalize the very consciousness of Source and embed it into planetary matrices. If your star, Sol, would naturally become a sudden threat to all life on Terra, one of our proudest achievements, we would prevent it. We have the power to do this. We cannot stop wars to ignite and to extinguish empires, but we have the power to ignite and extinguish the stars. You are safe. After I was told about rumors regarding an alleged alien attack on a moon base, I asked questions to Thorhan. Again, I highlighted here his mention of the center of Europe because this will have some importance later. I know what happened, Thorhan replied to me. It was holographic technology broadcasted from Terra. From the center of European sector. They have a stealth satellite we still need to find. There wasn't a TMTNE portal opening on Luna, because I will repeat this again to you, as also you could see it with your own eyes a year ago. The frequency keys of the portals have been locked by the Galactic Federation of Worlds. When the Intergalactic Confederation arrived, they shielded this system with an even higher frequency. The enemy is outside of this star system but at a great distance. They are trying to get back in but haven't a TMT succeeded yet. We make sure they won't a TMT. When you get the military to believe it is real, there is nothing that can stop them. Soldiers will perform their mission, their work, the call from their heart, for what they believe is a glorious and selfless action for the sake of their civilization. This has been a long psychological preparation. Fear is instilled to prepare the ground for control. You know, this technology, it is elaborate. The Alliance of the Six gave it to them in 1947. The plan started by then, precisely. Alien invasion? Dramatic event followed by a rescue, that is in truth a culling of population. This will not happen. How does the solar flash fit into that? Two possibilities. One is a backup. Both have been prepared. Solar flash and alien invasion? Correct. This star is shifting in frequency, but this will not generate any harmful event for the planets of this system. In the contrary, it will have the opposite effect. A good one. A clearing one. No one will die. It has started and this has nothing to do with the fear control plan. People of Terra see now who is enacting for those who lead these stories. On August 30, 2022, Una contacted me in the night with a powerful vision. A city was attacked by giant saucer-shaped spaceships with long tentacles coming from them. The population was running in terror. It was the worst chaotic vision I could have ever imagined. Then, the light changed and the alien attackers became translucent and revealed themselves to be artificial holographic projections. The sky opened like a curtain and behind it, I was shown a group of individuals wearing white masks with a long beak. At this very moment, I heard a TMS voice in my head saying, "Aosiku is behind Theezer." Then the vision shut down and the communication ended. It became obvious to me that these characters wore a same specific type of Venetian mask. H.G. Wells' A.O. War of the Worlds, a 1938 radio broadcast prank, may as well have been a drill, or a testing of some sort on the gullibility of the population. I looked on internet for images of A.O. Venetian masks. A photo appeared and it froze me to the bones. Venetian masquerade masks. A.O. Il Medico della Peste, A.O. Il Dottoro is ready to see you. This is the exact same mask that the group of persons in my vision were wearing. The doctor, allusion to a plandemic. At the point of the emergence of masks in the 18th century, they were mostly worn by an elite of aristocrats, who could anonymously participate in the carnival festivities without revealing their identity. Its main purpose hereby was to render those in the masks anonymous. I thought straight away about the Bilderberg group in the north of Italy. Thorhan, February 8, 2022, AO. This wasn't a TMT shot from the USA but from the European continent. There is a powerful dark cult that owns this type of equipment. A. Thorhan, August 28, 2022, it was holographic technology broadcasted from Terra, from the center of European sector. A. Una, August 30, 2022, shows me a group of elites wearing Venetian masks and says, "Aosiku is behind Theezer." Regarding the information given by Thorhan, Erdin and Una, a powerful group of elites involved in dark cults and owning extraterrestrial advanced technology, located in the north of Italy, is both able to shut down satellites from the ground and broadcast holographic illusions as far as the moon. Could this executive organization be the Bilderberg Group? Considering the date A.O. 1947, given by Thorhan, when the false flag alien invasion agenda was officially put in place, what are the links and relationships between the Bilderberg Group, the CIA and the MJ-12? Considering a TMS vision given to me of specific Venetian masks, who not only point at a geographical region but represent as well a period of pestilence and pandemic, would the actual global sanitary crisis as we know it be part, at a broader level, of the false flag alien agenda aided by the rumors of a solar scare event, and a potential culling of the population of Earth? I have strong reasons to believe that these evil plans will crumble into pieces and we will all be fine. You know why? Because knowledge is power. The gifts left behind the regressive Greys and their allies, the subdivision of the Dark Fleet that had residence in this star system with their reptilian friends, were kicked out by the Alliance during the first half of year 2021. First, simultaneously with the clearing of the deep underground military bases on Earth by the ground forces of the Earth Alliance, the Moon and Antarctica were liberated by the Space Forces of the Earth Alliance and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. The Dark Fleet was sorely defeated in both places, on Earth and in space, in our solar system, while as well, as a result from these conjoint military operations, the Nepubitali lost the Moon. I remember how harshly this Moon combat went. Mars was next, its satellites, then the planetoid Ceres and other minor places. These victories lead to the Jupiter agreements in July 2021 and the arrival of the Intergalactic Confederation via the Jupiter Stargate in October 2021. Things were moving forward quickly. Parallel to this, the last Nepu Greys who attempted to leave the system were trapped and several Aban and Matra officers were captured. I describe these operations in details in my previous book, AO We Will Never Let You Down. So at one point, the timeline stabilized towards a positive and progressive outcome for the future of our star system. In this eventuality, the enemy had prepared a minefield that they would leave after them. These poisonous farewell gifts can generally be classified into three main categories: time-set mind programmings and Trojan horses. The enemy has been using the A-looking glass TM extraterrestrial technology devices for a long time, so they could anticipate solutions for different outcomes. Before leaving our star system recently, knowing that they had now no other choice, the enemy left behind a Trojan horse ETM programs installed in several individuals, who were part of spiritual movements, starting a few years ago. They left clock bombs behind them, set to activate simultaneously at the right time. We must be very careful and very alert not to fall for it. These tricky programmings were performed using MKUltra techniques, and this do not require to implant technology into the body. So it is not detectable until the countdown expires and the program activates. They usually abduct children, torture them to the point of deconstructing their mind, and then they install the program. The person will then be brought back to a normal life with their memory wiped, and as it often occurs, implanted false memories. There is no better liar than the liar who believes in his lies. They will be supported by the dark organizations behind the curtain, allowing them to gain popularity and a large, extremely trustful audience. They will be given verifiable information that they will regurgitate until the time is right and the program activates with the false, manipulative narrative. These people, who are in fact victims themselves, are set to infiltrate either a group of light workers or a truth as a TM, or target an influential and good-hearted person in order to gain their trust, collect personal info and then discredit or blackmail them. These programmed people will seem very likable and friendly, exactly same as sociopaths do, so that if they were to be revealed, it would make it extremely difficult for the public to accept the fact that they are compromised. Too lovable, too popular, etc. Psychological operations. These are not in general poisoned gifts left behind by a defeated enemy, but preconditioning operations created a few decades ago by the CIA and associates. These operations aim to reroute the focus of the people toward a range of distracting fake narratives to spread confusion and scatter the minds and the power of action from the people. Observing the result of these operations throughout social media, I could distinguish two main trends: AE Divide and Conqueror and AEPS IPSA. The classic divide and conquer tactics have been used for centuries. The thing that the deep state fears the most is that people unite. Often operated via mainstream media by manipulating the information, these maneuvers will raise false problems aimed to divide people TMS opinions and set crowds ablaze while the deep state continues business as usual, while no one is watching in the right direction. Manipulating the minorities is very easy. Create first a fertile ground for conflict and then you just have to simply throw a match. The AWOKE movement TM is another big A divide and conquer TM tactic, perhaps the most successful social programming of all, in my opinion. It consists of basically getting the people to police and censor each other. The politically correct, cancel culture, woke movement is very cleverly done. It takes away the freedom of speech, rendering the emotionally weakest to become the most fierce Gestapo agent. The deep state docent TMT need to unleash their dogs. They simply groom the people to become war dogs against each other. It is alarming to notice the exact same words, sentences, and preconditioned answers employed by these puppets, especially young people, such as, "Ayo, you can't TMT say that to Ayo, I'm offended, Ayo, your opinion triggers my feelings," etc. You can easily tell that these social programmings have been fermented by professional psychologists. Interestingly, people will show all the symptoms of the Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome. They will scream at you, insisting they know better than you, and start being critical of everything about you, in order to raise themselves above you. If you invite them to calm down, they scream even louder. If you try to show them a better way, They refuse to hear you or let you speak, and actively block you any way they can for you to explain. Then they call you hard-headed while stubbornly maintaining that they are not. These people, unfortunately, are impossible to deal with.